That Schumacher, is that what you
mean? I think that's what you told me.
Did you ever call a thing?
Did I ever call?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I hadn't called it in some time, but see, when you spoke of it, I know that's what them red berries.
Did you ever think about it as being poison? Did people ever say it was
poison? Well, I've heard it was poison, and I've heard people tell the kids not to eat none of them berries, see?
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's two kinds of cedars trees. Now, this one is tore down out here. You see, it doesn't have no big old mushy soft bones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but I had one out in the yard. I got and said, I had it cut down because it had them old balls on it and showing love to labor.
Mm-hmm.
And then people told me they mad things was poison.
And you're afraid the children get poison.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want nothing around my place business because it's like I tore them off.
That's so with the bread cutting. Some men hollering over in the yard over there. This maple out here, is it a red maple? Do you know any other kinds of maples?
No, I never have seen no other kind of maple, only that one.
What about the kind people make syrup out of? They use a different kind from this to make syrup.
Yes, that's they don't grow here. There's certain parts where they grow. But now you have heard, I know, crab apples.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Now that makes the best jelly you can get.
This wild crab apple jelly. What about some other kinds of trees that you can think about the names for? As much as you've worked in the woods, I expect you know the names of a lot of different
trees. Well, there's a sassafras. It's white and the red.
Mm-hmm. Sassafras roots, what they use to make
blood medicine.
Uh-huh.
Spring the air.
Mm-hmm.
And the white was a kind that always got to make the teeth. They said the red wasn't good for them.
Uh-huh.
And then they had used to have quince trees. They looked kind of like a fig.
Mm-hmm. Made jelly out of those too, didn't they?
Uh-huh. And then another thing, they had a big old pineapple, which I know you've eaten. They have red seed inside. They have a pink hull.
Mm-hmm.
And
what?
Pineapple.
Uh-huh.
You can buy them at the store. Brother-in-law's got a pineapple tree out of China.
And that's not the same thing as a pomegranate, is it? Is that another name?
Pomegranate, I meant to say. A pomegranate, I do love them things.
Because some of those are pink, some of them are red. Huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and these are three different kinds of pears. There's a preserving kind of pear, and if one is all right, if you just take it, fix and can them, and make pies. And then the other one is one of these, I know you bought them in the store, I have. I used to buy them every fall as long as I had the money. My daughter lives in Ohio. She brought me a bushel down here about, 6-7 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And honey, they were just as sweet and mellow and soft and never get bigger than that though.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't grow down here.
Mm-hmm.
I got a tree out there now.
Mm-hmm.
In my garden. She brought me and it's tall in this house.
Pear tree.
And you know it's never had no pears on it.
Well, for goodness sakes. Well, what about a tree that has great big leaves and big old balls on it and tough wood that people used to use to make chopping blocks out of?